All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, and this is my stimulus update for Saturday, August 1st. Obviously, I'm not in my home studio today, doing things a little differently today, but I hope you'll bear with me. So, quick update on stimulus checks. Kevin Brady, who's the top Republican on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, says he's not sure at this point if Republicans as a whole would be willing to give more to dependents in the HEALS Act than the $500 that's currently being proposed. You know that Marco Rubio and Mitt Romney have both proposed $1,000 per dependents. I made a video about that a couple days ago. We know that the Democrats in the HEROES Act are pushing for $1,200 for dependents, same as non-dependents in their HEROES Act. But Kevin Brady, who if anybody would know, he would probably know. He said that he's not sure if Republicans are willing to go any higher than $500 per dependent in the next round of stimulus checks, as far as he knows. Just for reference here, the CARES Act stimulus checks cost about $292 billion. The Republicans' proposed HEALS Act stimulus checks would cost about $300 billion because they would make all dependents eligible for the $500, not just dependent children under the age of 17, as was the case in the CARES Act. Democrats' proposed HEROES Act stimulus checks would cost about $413 billion because they increased the amount per dependent from $500 to $1,200, albeit capping it at three dependents, and they also would make more people eligible for stimulus checks. I made a video on that when the HEROES Act came out in May. Link at the top of the screen if you want to know the differences between the stimulus checks proposed by the HEROES Act and the stimulus checks that came out in the CARES Act. That's pretty much the update on stimulus checks right now. You know, Democrats and Republicans are pretty aligned with respect to stimulus checks, more so than in other matters. What, there's maybe $113 billion difference right now between Democrats and Republicans on stimulus checks. I think they can work that out. That's a relatively small portion of the $2 trillion chasm right now between Democrats and Republicans, between the $1 trillion HEALS Act that Republicans released this past Monday and the $3 trillion HEROES Act that the House of Representatives, a Democrat-controlled House, passed on May 15th, over 2 months ago. So the concern right now is getting the stimulus package as a whole passed. I think there's very little chance that if a stimulus package is passed, that it will not include stimulus checks. I mean, just think about it. Both Republicans and Democrats at this point have both publicly in their mainstream bill, the HEROES Act and the HEALS Act, put forth another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. There are some details that are different. Nevertheless, it would be a terribly unpopular move for them after negotiations to both go back and say, you know what, no, we're going to take away the stimulus checks. That would just be a horrible look for them. So I think there's a very small chance of that happening. The concern right now, frankly, is getting a bill passed, okay? Democrats and Republicans have both met behind closed doors the past 5 days. We're talking Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on the Republican side, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Democrat side. Now, all the way up to yesterday, it looked like those talks were going nowhere. Schumer was like, yeah, negotiating with Meadows and Mnuchin, it's like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. But today, it looks like there was something of a breakthrough. The foursome met this morning for over 3 hours, and Mnuchin said it was the most productive meeting they've had to date. He said that the two sides are trying to narrow down the things they don't agree on. And White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who earlier this week was very pessimistic about the way negotiations were going, said this was the first day of a good foundation. He said, we're still a long ways apart, and I don't want to suggest that a deal is imminent because it is not. But like with any deal, as you make progress, I think it's important to recognize you're making progress. And even Nancy Pelosi said, today was productive in terms of moving us forward. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, we're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion. Now each side knows where they're at. So that's four for four, folks. That's all four of them having positive reviews of this morning's 3+ hour meeting. That is great news. It's probably the best news we've heard about stimulus since the Republicans' HEALS Act came out, because all we heard last week was, The negotiations are going nowhere. But today, it's vague, right? What this news is, what they agreed upon, what they didn't agree upon, but it's nevertheless good news. Apparently, the four of them went through the issues that Republicans want, the issues that Democrats want, and they had a good meeting. Tomorrow, their staff will meet and discuss follow-up items, and these four folks, Mnuchin, Meadows, Pelosi, and Schumer, will meet again on Monday to continue the negotiations over the next stimulus package. But who's missing from these talks? Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader. Mitch sets the agenda for the Senate. He's not in these talks. Mnuchin and Meadows report to McConnell how things are going, but McConnell isn't there directly. And for my part, I'm very curious about what Mitch McConnell thinks about everything going on right now. So in the rest of this video, I'm going to try to get into Mitch McConnell's head through analyzing and looking at an interview that Mitch McConnell gave yesterday about the next round of stimulus. But before that, I want to point out the wrench that could be thrown into all this, and that is President Donald Trump. And no, I'm not talking about him wanting to ban TikTok. I'm talking about this tweet from the president earlier today, which reads, "Payroll tax cut plus dollars." What? does he want to bring back the payroll tax cut after all that drama with Republican senators that we had a couple of weeks ago, right as Mnuchin, Meadows, Pelosi, and Schumer are seemingly making progress and moving forward with negotiations? This is weird. This is weird, folks, but you all know how the president can be sometimes. I hope this doesn't throw a wrench in things. To be fair, though, I want to make it clear that the four negotiators this morning, it's not like they were so optimistic that they were like, oh yeah, a deal is, we're basically ready to make a deal. It's not like that. They're saying, look, progress has been made. Today is the best day so far, but we're still miles apart on a deal. Okay. So with all that said, let's try to get into Mitch McConnell's head. So yesterday, Mitch McConnell was interviewed on a radio station, WHS, a local Kentucky radio station. He was interviewed by the host Terry Miners about the next stimulus package. I will put a link to the full interview in the description if you want to listen to the whole thing. It's about 13 minutes. It's not too long, but I'll just cover some key points here to give you an idea of where Mitch McConnell's head is at right now on various issues. So first of all, Terry asked McConnell about a liability shield. We know that yesterday there were reports that the White House appeared to be willing to distance itself from McConnell's red line about the liability shield, McConnell's deal breaker. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany pretty much said as much in her press conference yesterday. But then later in the day, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said that the White House would be aligned with McConnell's liability protection in the next stimulus bill. So it doesn't seem like people really know what the heck's going on right now. And so Terry Miner asked McConnell about this. Take a listen.
All right. Well, some people were upset that the Senate's not working this weekend because of the negotiations over the stimulus package. And earlier today, the White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany made it sound like the executive branch is kind of doing an end around on the thing you and I have talked about before. You called it a red line, the liability shields for businesses in this stimulus package. What's up with that? Are they trying to throw that aside?
No, I don't think so. Look, ultimately, if we get a deal, I'll be the one to put it on the floor in the Senate. I assure you it'll have liability protection in it. The president and the administration are for it. But apparently there was some rumor that they were prepared to negotiate it away. That's not going to happen.
So McConnell's basically reiterating his position that any bill in the Senate that he puts forth in the Senate will have liability protection in there, and he basically dismisses the rumors that the White House might be willing to divulge from him on this. But hey, look at what Kayleigh McEnany said yesterday. She basically painted the liability protection as a McConnell thing insofar as it's a deal breaker. So, you know, I don't know. Point is, though, McConnell has not shifted away from his red line on the liability protection. Then Terry asked McConnell about these Republican senators who don't want to support another stimulus package. Here's the clip.
There were several GOP senators, though, who said they weren't interested in any new stimulus package. So how did you bring them back to church, back to your way of thinking?
Well, I think there are 15 or 20 of my guys that are not going to vote for anything. And I think their argument's not irrational. It's that we've got a massive debt now. And they don't think we ought to pass another one of these bills. I don't agree with that, but it's a statement of the obvious that we will not have everybody on our side.
Now, this is better than what Lindsey Graham said earlier this week when he said that he doesn't think that even half of the Republican senators will vote for another stimulus bill. But if you do the math here, according to McConnell, okay, let's say, you know, there's 15 Republican defectors, 53 Republicans total in the Senate right now, minus the 15 defectors, that's 38 Republicans to potentially vote for another stimulus bill. To get that majority, right, I'm not talking about to get cloture and to break a filibuster, but just to get majority here, he'd only need 13 Democrats to support, right? Or Democrats or the independents. There's 45 Democrats, 2 independents, 53 Republicans right now in the Senate. You know, he'd need 60 votes to get cloture, that is to advance the bill, a stimulus bill, from the debate stage where it could be filibustered to the actual voting stage to vote if the bill's going to be passed or not. I think many Republicans, even if they're not going to vote on the bill itself, vote yay on the bill itself to pass it, I think you'll still have a lot of Republicans at least voting to advance the bill from the debate stage to the actual passing stage to see if they want to pass the bill. Of course, we know that apart from the internal divisions among the Republicans right now, there's also the divisions between Republicans and Democrats as a whole on the big picture items that should be in the next stimulus bill. We know they both want stimulus checks. But one thing that they are extremely far apart on right now is aid to state and local governments. We know that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats want to give a lot more federal money to state and local governments to help them battle the pandemic. In the HEROES Act that the Democrats passed in the House on May 15th, Democrats allocated $1 trillion, almost $1 trillion in more aid to state, local, and tribal governments. In the HEALS Act that the Republicans released this past Monday, there's no additional money for state and local governments in there. What the HEALS Act does do for state and local governments, or what the HEALS Act proposes to do for state and local governments, is to help them, is to allow them more freedom in how and when they spend the $150 billion that was in the coronavirus relief fund that's allocated to state and local governments under the CARES Act. But there's no new money for state and local government under the HEALS Act, and Republicans know that they're going to get a final little bill passed the House, the Democrat-controlled House. They're going to have to allocate some more money to state and local government. Now, on the topic of additional money for state and local governments, here's what McConnell said yesterday about it.
You know, one other issue that I think is noteworthy, you've heard a lot of talk about additional assistance for state and local government. And we're very skeptical about that because, according to the Treasury Department, as of June 30th, this year, a month ago, the state administration and the city of Louisville administration have not spent 94% of the money that's been sent down. So we want to see some real demonstrated need before doing another slug of money for state and local government. We sent them $150 billion in the CARES Act a few months ago, and if they've not used 94% of that in our state as of a month ago, it raises the question of the appropriateness of sending even more.
Now, although he's kind of playing a hard hand here, I think McConnell knows in the back of his mind that he will need to give a little bit more on the topic of state and local government in the next stimulus relief bill if he expects it to pass. Yet, obviously, in his answer here, he's kind of taking this hard stance of, you know what, states haven't even spent the money they have. Why should we give them any more? Then Terry points out to McConnell how the negotiations appear to have stalled. Here's the clip.
You use the imagery of Nancy Pelosi moving goalposts and Chuck Schumer hiding the football like it's bad cop, bad cop. They're not really interested in negotiating. Is that the play that's going on between the president's chief of staff and the Treasury secretary? They say they've put four proposals in front of them and just they stare back at them like Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, we're light years apart. Not only on the amount of money, $3 trillion versus $1 trillion, but on the sense of urgency about it. We've got a big fight now over unemployment insurance. We're all in favor of it. It's important in a time of high unemployment. But we don't feel that you should continue this bonus that has made it more lucrative for many workers to stay home as opposed to going back to work. Imagine your neighbor next door is back at work and he's making less than you are staying home. It doesn't seem fair. That doesn't mean that we don't need to continue to underwrite unemployment insurance, which is basically a state program. We want to do that. We want to make sure it's properly calculated to replace a significant amount of income, but not to put you in a position where you'd be really better off to stay home.
All right, so McConnell used this phrase, we're light years apart, speaking between Democrats and Republicans. And he says we're not only light years apart, based on the $2 trillion difference between the Democrats' HEROES Act and the Republicans' HEALS Act. He's trying to paint this picture that Republicans have had more of a sense of urgency right now, especially surrounding the expired FPUC $600 weekly unemployment benefits, than the Democrats have. Personally, I think this is ridiculous, okay? Democrats passed their HEROES Act in the House of Representatives on May 15th. Over 2 months ago. Was it a perfect bill? No. Was it partisan? Yes. Did it have a lot of fluff in there? Yes. Okay. But hey, at least they put something out there over 2 months ago. Republicans have been waiting and seeing for the past couple months and only released their bill, the HEALS Act, which is really a set of separate bills. It's not even one coherent bill. It's separate bills, but they're calling it the HEALS Act, this past Monday, folks. That is after, for all practical purposes, the extra $600 a week had expired in most states, and that is 4 days before the statutory expiration of the SPUC. I think it's nonsense for McConnell to paint the Republicans here as the one who have had a sense of urgency about things, and the Democrats as the ones who are dragging their feet. That's not the case here, folks. This isn't to say that Democrats don't have their faults. I hope things change next week. I hope there is more compromise. I hope there's more seeing eye to eye from both parties going into next week, but you know, we're going to have to wait and see what happens. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.